Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Good evening. The show begins tonight at the Federal Reserve. Liz Peek and I are looking at the Federal Reserve Board meeting over the next 2 days, well, one day now, and speculating, as all Wall Street is, will they give us a cut? One wag said, if they don't cut, it's like a hike. This is monetary policy. It's not for the uninitiated. It has its own language. Nobody remembers last time. They can remember a crisis in the Federal Reserve. It's very orderly. It's melodrama this time. One governor is refusing to leave, ordered by the president, fired. And the other governor just arrived from the White House. These are two voting members of the seven that will vote for raising or lowering the interest rates. Again, if they don't give us a cut, it's a raise. Wall Street looks confident there will be a cut, a reduction from 4.5 to perhaps 4.25. They want more for Christmas. We'll see. Anyway, the drama. Retail numbers came in. They were very good, according to Liz Peek. The economy's fine. Liz points out the wealth effect. People spend money when they feel wealthy. Good for them. Good consumers. Judy Dempsey joins in from Berlin, and we talk over the results from the North Rhine-Westphalia election of these days past, where AfD, Alternative for Deutschland, gained three times as much as they had before in the last time. This is not enough to take over the state, but it's the most populous of all states. It's in West Germany, or what was West Germany. Therefore, significant that AfD is gaining momentum in areas where it didn't grow up. There's also the concern about Germany not being the lead in NATO and the EU and the recovery and the trade wars. AfD is against the EU, against NATO, against China, against, well, pro-Russia, maybe. I really don't think it's for anything. It's for against everything, and that's very popular right now. Conversation about net zero, the pledge that was made in the Glasgow meeting with the UN several years back, that Britain would attain net zero by such and such a date, I believe 2050. No more emissions into the atmosphere. Well, Joseph Sternberg joins, writing a column for the Wall Street Journal, wherein it says that everybody was for it as long as it didn't cost money. But it does. And now everybody's not for it. Net zero fell out of fashion. Is green falling out of fashion? There's various responses to that. But the big rush for transforming your life with EVs and solar panels and wind turbines and new windows seems to no longer be trendy. Joe and I also talked about the march in London. The remigration march, or the I'm a bully patriot march, depends on the angle. I saw that Starmer, the prime minister, declared it was plastic patriotism. I didn't know what that meant, but it sounded like a put down. This is about anti-immigration, anti-government, anti-taxes. Britain's not growing. There's lots to complain about when you're not growing. Then Jonathan Schanzer about the failed Israeli decap strike in Doha some days past, and the Gaza offensive launched, urban fighting over these next days. The towers come down, so they're not advantage to the Hamas, what's left of it. How long? Nobody knows the answer. Nobody knows what happens afterwards, if there is an afterwards. Conversation about the Zapad war exercise in Belarus between Russian and Belarusian forces, in which they're practicing release of TAC nukes. Standard, however, threatening on a certain level. We also, Gregory Copley joins, we also talk about Nigeria troubled by ISIS in West Africa, Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. Used to be part of ECOWAS, and Nigeria was always the big state in ECOWAS, Economic Organization for West African States. No more. That's utopian 20th century talk. It's all against all in the 21st century, some cynics, many cynics, cynics say. Cynics wouldn't unsay that. And then Gregory and I spend time with King Charles welcoming the President of the United States for a state visit at Windsor Castle right now. Good for them. And Starmer could use Mr. Trump's help, as he's proving a very unpopular prime minister to his own party. Conversation then about Gaza from a point of view of someone who not only speaks Arabic but was in the IDF ground forces, David Daoud. A tough road ahead for that ground offensive. People are going to get hurt. Soldiers, I mean, they're asking the civilians to evacuate as they take down the buildings. Ground offensive could last days, weeks. I heard one quote, 6 months. Don't know. NASA, the budget debates in Congress. Congress wants to put back what the Trump administration took out. Maybe. SpaceX, Starlink apparently was down for an hour last night. I missed it. Everything's running smoothly tonight. It's only the second time I can remember Starlink going down. No explanation, though. Bob and I puzzled if it was ransomware. It was only out for an hour, but ransomware doesn't take long. Don't know. Transparency helps, and we don't have it here. We also discuss what NASA says is going to happen with the sun, lots of sunspots for the rest of the for several decades. Maybe. Bob does make the point that nobody's certain about the sun. So any assertion you make is just as likely to be wrong as it is right. There's no evidence that there's a pattern we can figure. Sunspots come, sunspots go, there's peak, there's minimum, sometimes it's 11 years, sometimes it's 9 years, sometimes it's very peaky, sometimes it's flat. Sunspots. And again, I remind you of Germanics and Gaius on the weekend, on Sunday at 6 p.m. We have fun. Germanicus and Gaius, first century Romans, looking at the world of the 21st century as surprisingly Roman, except don't quite get the idea of empire. Not the way we did it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.